I want to help you with something around recruiting, okay? So often I see and hear that people post screenshots of their Facebook conversations, and a lot of times it's like, well, where did I go wrong? You know, the person, you know, they were, you know, talking and it's like, hey, where did I go wrong? They didn't sign up, or they didn't join, or they decided to say no. Where did I go wrong? And I'll tell you that, I'll just tell you how I think about prospecting, recruiting, how I think about my mental time. So I am just psychotic about my mental time. Like, I do not like my mental energy being affected. I'm very, very strict on how I spend my time. And that includes mental time, real time, you know, whatever you want to call it. And so I have never, that I can remember, I mean, it's got to be, I don't know if I can say I've never, all right, but I can say in the last, what year is it? In the last 8 years, all right. So I can say in the last 8 years, I have never not once thought about a conversation where someone told me no. I've never thought about it. So I don't spend mental time on people that tell me no. Now, it doesn't mean that, you know, I don't care or they're dead to me or something like that. I just don't spend time. I go and prospect the next person. I said this the other day, but let me say it again because I think it might help some people out. I find that most people spend less than 30 minutes prospecting and more than 6 hours a day thinking about it. And so they're either thinking about, you know, how they're going to do it perfectly, or they're thinking about why did they get a no, or they're thinking about, you know, what could they have done differently, right? And they're thinking about it for 6 hours. They're prospecting less than 30. And so I'm telling you right now, it will free you if you stop beating yourself up and stop overanalyzing the people that told you no. And I go talk to more people. Now, what that does for me is it frees me mentally. I'm not spending all day thinking about past actions, and I also get to talk to more people. Because if you stop analyzing the people that told you no, do you realize you can go get 10 times more no's at least? And what if you did that? What if you got 10 times more prospecting numbers? Guess what? You would get more prospects. You would get more recruits. There's no question. And so I just highly suggest you embrace that idea that you don't have to analyze every single conversation you've ever sent. There are some people that just don't want to join. There are some people that just don't want to be a customer. And so stop overanalyzing. That's my suggestion. Now, I can't prevent you. Like, it's such a, for some people, it's such a normal thing to just go for weeks thinking about how they could have prospected their mechanic better, or prospected their brother-in-law better, or prospected their neighbor better, right? They'll go weeks. You know, 2 weeks ago, I was talking, you're still thinking about a conversation from 2 weeks ago? Good Lord. Good Lord, right? How many people, you could have prospected hundreds of people in the same amount of time. And I've had people come up to me over the years and say, hey, Ray, you know, I just want to say that, you know, you had prospected me. I thought it was a pyramid scheme. I just want to apologize. And, you know, I'm sure that made you mad. And I don't even know what the hell they're talking about, because I don't remember the conversation. Because as soon as I hear, you know, no, I'm not open, no, I'm not interested, or whatever, I no longer remember the conversation. Now, if I choose, I may reach back out to them and follow up and just say, hey, I know you weren't open to this, but do you know anyone who wants to make some extra money? Or do you know anyone that wants to, you know, insert whatever benefit your product is, right? And so I may reach out to them and follow up, but I'm never going to beat myself up. I'm never going to turn the conversation over in my head over and over and over and over for freaking weeks, because that's ridiculous. I could be totally either, you know, prospecting hundreds of people in that same amount of time, or at least be mentally free. At least be mentally free. So there's two major benefits to you stopping the, you know, overanalyzation of past conversations and just get on with it. And so there you go. I hope that's helpful to you. Update the tracker. It helps you. It helps the group. We give out prizes. We give out recognition, which, by the way, it's like a cool little wheel, right? So when you prospect 10 people or more in a week, we actually give you a badge. You're able to take that badge and post it on your profile, which will get people reaching out to you and saying, hey, what's up with that badge? And there you go, you got some leads. So I hope this helps you out. Rock it out this weekend. We got another busy day, and then tomorrow's Adventure Day with our mastermind group. And I appreciate you guys so very much. Hailing from Tampa, have an amazing day. Bye for now.